Good morning. Welcome back to the Back to the Book broadcast. We appreciate every listener this morning. And it's Evangelist Gene Voss. I'm welcoming you to the program, asking you that know the worth of prayer to pray that God would use it to reach some precious soul today. And I pray one for another. Pray for those in need this morning. Pray for those that are sick. It's a real joy to be back to your place of listening this morning in the broadcast station. So thank you for listening in today. We'll have some songs at this time. And I hope it'll be a real blessing to you as they sing.
Gazing on the land.
Amen. Going to be a good day when we get home one of these days. There's a place that we're going to that's out of this world. Amen. I appreciate that this morning. All right, in John chapter 17 this morning, we'll go back to the scripture we used on last Sunday and try to finish up what we feel the Lord would have us to bring to your hearts today. John chapter 17, a very holy passage of scripture where Jesus prayed. And he prayed for those that belonged to him. He prayed for you and I and his disciples that was there in that day. What a blessing it was for him to be a part of that and to pray for us. And what a blessing it is to know that we have a Savior like that today. Thank God for his blessings. Thank God for his grace and his help in the times of our need. And what a wonderful Savior we have today. Amen. John chapter 17, verse 9, where Jesus said these words, he said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And so Jesus prayed for us. We spoke last Sunday about that particular instance about that, where the Bible tells us that he prayed that we have eternal life. And I'm glad the Lord answered that prayer for him. That's his desire for those that belong to him today. Now, that is there, and that's his desire that we have. Now, thank God for that eternal life that he gives those that belong to him today. What a blessing it is to be a part of that work that he produced for us today, made it possible that we could have the life that we have this morning and have it more abundantly. And I praise God for that today. So what he's talking about is eternal life that we have through him today. He gives it to us, as the Bible said there in verses 2. And then in verse 3, he describes it. And this is life eternal, that we know God and know Christ. And that's what it's all about, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Then, of course, he prayed for and desires that we have, that we keep his word. That's his desire that Jesus had for us that are saved, that we keep the word of God. And the Bible said there in the 6th verse, and they have kept thy word. He's praying for those that it belongs to him and that have been saved by God's grace, have accepted him as Savior and as Lord. And he's praying for them, and he's praying that they keep his word. Amen. As God gives the word to us, and it's spoken by the Lord Jesus, received by believers. And so he's praying that we keep the word of God. It's one thing to hear it, but it's another thing to keep it and to practice it, as it says in the word of God. And so he prayed for them. His desire was for them that they keep his word. Then, of course, he desired they be kept by God. Now, we're kept through his name. He said, I'm kept through mine own name, those that belong. Now, we're kept by Jesus Christ. Verse 11 and verses 12. Now, he said, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And he desire that we might be one as he is with the Father. I'm glad, thank God, it's family. Amen. I'm glad I belong to him today. We're heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we prayed that we might be one as he is. And of course, we got down to the next part of it, verses 23. We find mentioned here Jesus' desire for those that belong to him. His desire was that they might be mature and yield to the maturing process that he makes possible for those that are saved by God's grace. Now, verse 23, he said, I am them and thou and me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. He said that they may be perfect in one, maturing in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, the Lord wants us to be mature, and that they may be perfect in one, and mature and grown, grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and yield to that maturing process in our life. And it's a constant, it's a daily thing with those that are saved today. It's a daily thing, and that we might be perfect or mature in the Lord today. And I'm glad God perfects that in us this morning. Amen. And then I talked about something else in verses 17. And verses 17, the Bible said, in this verse, he said, It talks about, of course, they might be sanctified. In verse 17, sanctify them through thy word, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. He wants his people to yield to the maturing process that they might be sanctified by the word of God. The means of it is the scriptures. We've got the word of God today. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And then he says, in verses 19, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. We're sanctified through the truth of the Word of God. Positionally speaking, we're sanctified and set apart when we're born to the family of God. We're set apart for Him. And then practically, day by day, we're sanctified or set apart to serve God through the Word of God. And maybe be perfect in one, the Bible said. And of course, the means of it is the Bible. And the example of it is what he gives there in the 19th verse. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. And so I tell you what the Lord wants for those that are his today. And Jesus desired that they be set apart for the glory of God. Hey, we're representing someone today, and we've got a job to represent the Lord Jesus to this world, and we can't do that dabbling in sin and living unrighteous in this world and not be the right example to those around us today. Sinners are looking at us, and of course even backsliders are looking at us today, and we're to be set apart, sanctified by the Word of God. And the Bible said to lay aside all weights and sins which does easily beset us, and let us run with patience and the race that is set before us. And oh yes, my friend, and we're set apart for His glory. I'm not as a Pharisee, no. I'm not a Pharisaical way, but sanctified, set apart to glorify the Lord Jesus and give Him the praise and give Him the glory for what He's done in our life today. Isn't that a blessing? I tell you, that we might be sanctified. And so the means of it is the Word of God. And why do we preach in the Word of God today? Because God chose, and through the foolishness of preaching, and to save those that believe. And He chose to sanctify and to purify those that are saved by the Word of God. We learn about sin and with the Scriptures. We learn about salvation through the Scriptures. And so we're set apart when God saves us, and we're set apart for the glory of God. And our lives are to show forth the Savior. He said, and when Jesus was here with them, He said, while I was here with you, I'm the light of the world. And then He said, now I'm going away. And said, you're going to be the light of the world today. And so we're representatives of the grace of God. And that's the reason how important it is, and that we live for the Lord Jesus, and that we live for Him in our day-by-day walk, sanctified and by the Word of God, set apart, filled with the Spirit of God, and that brother living for Him and be a witness about the grace of God in our lives today. And the Lord's done something for us and nobody else could do. Amen. And I'm telling you, He said, behold, in the 24th verse, He began to talk about He wanted us to be with Him. Hey, I'm telling you, one of these days, we're going to get away from this rat race we're in today, and we're going to be with Him. Praise God. But in the meantime, we're sanctified and set apart for the glory of God. And there's something inside of every believer that makes them want to live for Him. I'm telling you, it makes you want to go to church. It makes you want to serve God. It makes you want to pray. It makes you want to sing the songs of Zion. It makes you want to worship God. And because something's been done in our lives today that set us apart from this old world. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We've got something we're set apart to do. There's an old sinner out there somewhere today that needs somebody to witness to them. There's somebody looking for an answer about sin in their life today. There's some even tired of the sin that they're in, and they're trying to find a remedy, and they're trying to find an answer for that sin. And brother, we hold the answer today. We're ambassadors for Christ. And Paul said it well when Paul said, I beseech you, ambassadors for Christ, I beseech you in Christ's stead, and be you reconciled to God. And we've got the word for sinners today because we represent the Lord Jesus Christ. And God set us apart for that witness. He wants us to be that effective witness of the grace of God to those sinners that's hell bound today. Somebody's soul is hanging in the balance this morning. Somebody's soul, and brother, is almost in hell today. Unless somebody turns aside and brother gets them on their heart and prays for them, and there's danger of that for a person going to hell and without the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, my friend, today, I'm telling you, there's some things He desired for us, and that we be sanctified and set apart. And then ultimately, He's talking about in verses 24, what does He want for us today? Let me tell you this today. I love the Lord Jesus with all my heart. And today, I love Him, and I want to be with Him. Now, let me read you here in verses 24. Jesus desires this, and prayed to the Father. He said, Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, and be with me where I am, and that they may behold my glory, which Thou hast given me, for Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. What does He desire for us today? He wants us to be with Him. Amen. It's one thing to want to be with Him, but think about the God of heaven, the blessed Son of God wants us to be where He is. He loves us. He desires our fellowship. He desires our companionship, and wants us to be where He is. And Jesus prayed for those disciples, and He prayed for you and I today, that we might be with Him where He is. Hey, my friend, I want to go where Jesus is. I want to go where the Son of God is. He said, He told the disciples, I go away, but if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Hey, my friend, we've got a home one of these days. He desires that we be with Him, and that blesses my soul this morning. He desires that we today, just old sinners saved by grace, and He desires that we be with Him where He's at. And I know where He's at today. Stephen saw Him there when Stephen was stoned to death. He said, I see the Son of God on the right hand of God. Hey, He knows where He was. Jesus is in heaven today. He's seated at the right hand of God and making intercession for us. And He desires that we be with Him. Amen. I'm glad the Lord gives us that desire in our hearts, but don't ever forget that Jesus desires also that we be where He is this morning. Oh, I praise God for that thought today. Listen, He said, listen, that we might what do? Behold His glory. Let me tell you something, friend of mine. Hey, He's got something to show us. Amen. The first thing we're going to see is the glory of God. Amen. He's going to glorify us together with Him. Praise God. And we're going to be there where He is. And the first thing we're going to see is the blessed Lamb of God in all of His glory. Amen. You've never seen a picture of the Son of God. Have you never seen an image of the Son of God? But I'm going to tell you, one of these days, we're going to get to see Him in all of His glory. He got the glory back that He desired to have again with the Father before the world was. Had to lay it aside for a while to come down here and take our sins upon Him and pay our sin debt and go to Calvary's cross. And brother, I'm telling you, listen, we're going to get to see that glory that God gave back to Him when He got to heaven. He did not lose His deity. He lost His glory. But praise God, God gave it back to Him. He desired to have it once again, and God granted that request. And He wants us to see the glory of God. Hey, my friend, listen, you can't look on that glory in a natural state. You're going to have a glorified body, and just like the Lord Jesus. And one of these days, we're going to behold the glory of God. Amen. I'm telling you, that word behold
behold his glory. That word behold means to fix attention upon. Our attention is going to be fixed upon the glory of the Son of God. Amen. I've not just drawn attention to, but we're going to be fixed upon. Our attention is upon the Son of God and all of his glory. And that word behold means also to direct the mind to an object. And that object is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And on that glory means in all of his splendor, in all of his brightness, and all of his magnificence. We're going to get to see him in all of his glory, and all of his splendor, and all of his magnificence. And we're going to get to see the Lamb of God. Hey, I'm telling you, we want to see him, but he also wants to see us. Never forget that, my friend, today. We've got something to look forward to, and this has been saved by God's grace. And brother, he desired that for his children. He desires that for you and I today. I'm going to tell you, for 60 something years, I've been in the family of God. I've been saved by God's grace. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And brother, I desire to see my Savior. And one of these days, very soon, we're going to get to cast our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, to behold his splendor, and to behold his glory, and to behold his magnificence. I'm telling you, when John saw him down the Isle of Patmos, and though John saw him, praise God, and that he fell on his face as a dead man, and brother, because in the glory of God was before him, and Jesus said, "And behold, look upon me." I'm telling you, and my friend, one of these days, we're going to get to see all of that, and my friend, and it's going to be a glory when we see him today. Amen. And praise God, there's going to be a glorious time. And so listen, in this celestial bliss, amen. And you know what he said in Psalm chapter 13, and thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. We're going there, friend of mine. I've got a ticket a long time ago, and my soul got saved, and by the wonderful grace of God, and I got washed from the precious blood, and one of these days, I'm telling you, and I'm going to get to see him in all this supernatural, his eternal and exciting and endless glory without comparison, beyond explanation, and you can't explain, and my friend, what we're going to get to see one of these days. And Paul went to the third heaven, I believe it was him, and I tell you, Paul said, I saw things it wouldn't even lawful for me to utter. I'm telling you, but that's exactly the way it is. And when we get there, we're going to get to see all of that and experience that for an eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Glory to God. I'm glad I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And my friend, so listen, the Lord desires that you and I be with him. He desires that you and I have eternal life. He desires that you and I be sanctified by the word of God. He desires that we be mature in our Christian life, in this walk of life. He desires that we be as one with him. He desires that we be kept by the power of God, and kept by the power of God and to salvation. He desires that we keep the word of God. He desires we have eternal life. And those things, God gave them to us when we got saved. He answered the prayer of the Son of God and gave us everything that Jesus prayed for in John chapter 17. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved. And so Jesus prayed for us. Hey, when you get over John chapter 17, you ought to pull your shoes off. It's holy ground. Amen. The Lord prayed for us. I appreciate those folk that prayed for me before I got saved. I appreciate parents praying for me before I got saved. I appreciate friends that no doubt prayed for me before I got saved. But now, my friend, I'm telling you, I appreciate my Lord praying for me. And I'm glad he prayed for me after I got saved, because I'm still living in this old sinful flesh. I'm still having to deal with sin every day. And keep my sin crucified every day. And my sins I dealt with every day. But one of these days we're going to be away from sin. Today we've been delivered from the power of sin. But one of these days we're going to get delivered from the presence of sin. Amen. It's going to be good to get away. Jesus answered. Listen, Jesus prayed for us, and God answered his prayer. He gave us everything that he prayed for. You see, how do you know, preacher? Because I got all that. It's backed up by the Word of God. Oh, the Bible tells us what a blessing it is that we today that have been saved by God's grace have whether been prayed for by the Lord Jesus Christ. What a Savior this morning. What a Savior this morning. What a Savior we have in the Lord Jesus today. Well, our time is gone. God bless you is our prayer. On the next Sunday at this same time. Amen.